I think the team showed some good things, Coach. Coming back after the second game of the doubleheader, obviously top of the first, got away from you there a little bit in the first game of the doubleheader. But to come into the second, battle in a tight game against a quality team, I think you can build off that.
For sure, without a doubt. And that's what we told them, too. We just got to be competitive from pitch one, mm-hmm. right? Because it's hard to be competitive when you have, like you said, a big inning in game one and then try and be competitive in game four. It's just, at that point, game's a little bit too out of hand. So that's something that we talked about game two, is just, hey, be competitive right at the start, right? Yeah. Come out, come play, come be your position. And, I mean, we had great pitching today, too. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been talking about that, just mm-hmm. all the defensive changes we've had. We've had a pretty small staff. We have 11 guys. We have two guys who are gone for track right now. So, mm-hmm. and then we have two games tomorrow and two games Friday. So we're just trying to get these guys bullpens and keep them good for this weekend, too, because it's going to be a long one.
Yeah, schedule doesn't get any easier.
Right.
There's a lot of sports. You can talk sports all you want. It's still a fine line between winning and losing, even though a baseball game's kind of stretched out over a couple seven-inning games. You can point back to a couple spots where it's like, oh, you know. Yep. Wouldn't you think, Coach?
For sure. And yeah, I mean, like you said, baseball is just one of those weird sports where it comes down to one or two things. And
yeah.
And we definitely, we focus on those two, like when we have practice, next Tuesday, because we won't have practice till then. I mean, we'll remember some of these things. I mean, we write, what we need to work on. And it's just, again, just with baseball and how long the season is, we're going to cover it in practice, but it's going to be a long time before practice,
Got to learn on the fly.
Got to learn on the fly a little bit and just kind of take mental notes. So, yeah, I mean, overall today I was happy with how the boys performed. I mean, yeah, we didn't end up the way we wanted it to, but I thought they fought hard, and especially in game two. And we learned a lot of things, and they're all smiling and happy. So, looks like it was a good day.
You start talking about the games coming up. Obviously, you come off the high school season. We talked about, some of the arms you're going to face. They're going to face some big arms. They're coming
for sure.
Up. Got to be ready, huh, Coach?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, 320, they're going to be a pretty good squad. Play two double headers, one tomorrow, 5-7, and then I think 11-1 on Friday. Yeah, they're going to be kind of just like this Watertown team, right? They're going to have their deep bullpen. They're going to have a lot of guys. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of keep our same approach like we had game two, right? Just come out, compete from, pitch one and be willing to play different positions and bat in a different order because, again, we have a small staff. So we got to be able to kind of make it work. And we're excited for the road trip, though. We haven't been out in Rapid for a while, so we're going to have to find a place to eat out there or something.
Yeah, three doubleheaders a week is tough. I mean, you go deep into your lineup. I mean, you just kind of got to play the same way, right? Not adjust to who's on the mound. And each guy that's on the mound just – hit your spots, right? Sometimes you're going to have to pitch to contact. Sometimes you're not going to have your top three, four, five guys that you believe should be out there. You still got to play the game the same way, I think,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, you still got to throw strikes, right? Still got to do the job on the bases defensively and just knowing when to put the ball in play on offense, which ideally would be all the time. But,
right.
When you got a runner in scoring
right.
positions, a little bit more important there. But, yeah, I mean, just not taking too many big, changes, kind of like Pete Rose, when you're in a slump, you don't change your swing, you just change choke up, choke down, front
sure.
of the box, back of the box, things like that. So that's kind of what we're telling our guys and just kind of, it's still early. Still early in the season and got a lot of game left. So
yeah, we start talking about, just the turn of the lineup over, Watertown strung together, I think 10 or 11 hits, all singles.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of keeping the lineup flipping and, nobody trying to do too much,
right.
Like, nobody trying to hit the gap and win the game on one swing. And that approach is tough to compete against, right?
Yeah,
like
without a doubt.
Those guys hit the home plate, and it seems like every guy has kind of the same approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably a good goal as a baseball team.
Yeah, and without a doubt. Yeah, they do a good job. I mean, like you said, they hit a lot of singles, things like that. So, yeah, a team like that's tough to compete against.
Right.
They have a deep bullpen too, and a lot of older guys, right? They're an older team. So
sure.
Ideally we're going to get to that spot here in the next year or two. But, yeah, I'm liking how we're looking so far. Great group of guys we got. They're just friends all the way around, and we're going to be a pretty tight-knit group here by the end of the season.
Looking good, playing the right way, doing the right things, doing a great job. Coach Cannelli, appreciate
awesome.
Your time, sir.
Thank you.